There's nothing here, just a load of zombie takeout. Hello, and welcome to episode 489 of Zombie Takeout, the B-Movie and Cult Movie Show. I'm John.
Hello, I'm Scotto.
And without any further ado, on to this week's movie, which is from 1992, Super Cop. This is an impromptu Michelle Yeoh two-parter. I was editing last week, and I just had the urge to watch a scene from this movie. I think I saw this one in like 93, 94. I found it in the back of some video rental place, and I couldn't resist the title, and it just blew my fucking mind.
I think I saw this in the theater whenever they put it out in the U.S. because, okay. You know.
Because Jackie Chan, I was surprised, his first American film was Rush Hour.
Rumble in the Bronx.
No, Rumble in the Bronx was a Hong Kong.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I was surprised that his first American film was Rush Hour because I was very well aware of him. And then it took me a while to remember, like, Rumble in the Bronx, when they released it over here, was pretty big.
Like, I think they released that before Rush Hour, though. They released it here.
It was, I think, before this one. But it was released shortly before Rush Hour, like in 90, probably 93, 94.
Oh, yeah, they have like a 95 year on it in IMDb or Google. Oh. But I could have sworn I remember seeing it before that, like in the early 90s.
Right. So to me, Jackie Chan was kind of a household name before Rush Hour.
Well, yeah, of course. It wasn't his first attempt in the U.S. There was some other like mid-80s American movie that he did. I can't even remember the name of.
He also
but it did not go over well.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to interject and say he did the one with Jay Leno, but that was Pat Morita.
don't confuse the two.
Sorry about that.
This is like a weird role reversal here.
All that to say, I had the urge to watch a scene from Super Cop while editing the Everything Everywhere All at Once episode. And then I put it on the list. I messaged you. I put it on to let you know I put it on the list. And then on Saturday, I was like, what do you think about an impromptu two-parter?
The subtitle for this episode could be, is Star Trek Nemesis really that bad? Oh, I forgot. He was also in Cannonball Run.
Okay.
Like the second one, at least.
And you had said, what about Crouching Tiger?
Yeah.
And all due respect to Crouching Tiger, it's a great film. But to me, replacing Super Cop with Crouching Tiger was kind of like, tell me you've never seen a Hong Kong action movie without telling me you've never seen a Hong Kong action
movie.
Well,
yeah, it's not a Hong Kong action movie. It's just a beautiful movie.
It's a beautiful movie, but keep your wire foo. This is the real shit. Anyway, on to the impromptu plot summary. Sponsored by Action Scenes. They don't have to be predictable and boring.
And also brought to you by doing your own stunts. They look awesome, but damn, is it worth putting yourself through all that.
A commonly known fact, Jackie Chan has broken literally every bone.
They all fucking did. Like, the director broke shit when he was standing in this. Michelle Yeoh almost killed herself in this. I mean,
the outtakes were fun.
They were just insane.
That's the beauty of a Hong Kong action movie.
But yeah, it looks beautiful. It looks great.
Hong Kong action movies, if you've never seen them, the storylines, the acting, kind of B-grade. Let's be real. But they're fun in that sense. They're fun B-grade. And the action scenes and the fight scenes are the most batshit shit you will ever see in your fucking life.
All right. So speaking of the plot here, we have a super cop, if you will, from Hong Kong being sent up to China to, they have the brother of a drug cartel leader in prison. And his job is to infiltrate this cartel. So they're going to help this man escape from prison and gain his trust and do an undercover job. Why they would need someone from Hong Kong to do that, I do not know.
Because he's a super cop.
but yeah, they need some sort of super cop to do this.
His superiors in the paperwork actually referred to him as a super cop.
And right, they have this fake conversation that, you know, for his benefit, of course, kind of, you know, well, we can't have this anybody do this kind of thing. And, you know, he listens and he, of course, takes it. Mm. And he goes up to China where he meets the, you know, people from the PRC.
The Interpol agent played by Michelle Yeoh. And that's when they establish that the paperwork actually refers to him as a super cop, and they mock it mercilessly.
And, right, they have this thing where he's just kind of like, oh, I don't know, whatever, you know. But the thing with Jackie Chan, and maybe it's why, I don't know, it's either his charm or his curse, where he does these amazing things, but he tries to act like Woody Allen while doing that.
He's very, very, very influenced by Buster Keaton.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely. But there's this whole, like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing kind of thing. Yeah. And yet, you know, of course, you know, all those things they're saying is, you know, very serious that he was able to do this. You know, it kind of reminds me of the Pink Panther movies where they all talk so highly about Clouseau. Mm-hmm. But yet there, we don't see any evidence to support any of those things they talk about. Whereas here, you can really picture I can't remember his character's name, so I'm just going to say Jackie Chan.
Well, in the
Chan.
W is Kevin.
Oh, that's right. Well, he had two different names, the undercover name and the...
Fu Sheng was his fake name, his cover name.
So, right, the mission goes as planned. He gets in there and... you know, helps him escape in a crazy, of course, action escape scene without, you know, I guess the refreshing thing about this is it's not like these over the top scenes that they're doing this thing on. It's just, there's a mountain they're going where trying to run up.
No green screens, no CG, the real shit.
Yeah.
And very, very, very low budget.
And,
except for the explosions.
Right. So that he gains his trust, but they wind up, he desperately needs help in here because he is in China.
Yeah.
He's not familiar with anything. Uh-huh. And they, by coincidence, take him to where he said his hometown was.
Yeah.
To which, of course, he knows that where nothing is.
And it gets very farcical. His boss plays his mother. The sponsor I didn't go with was sponsored by Farce. Sometimes it's best left to the French.
Yeah. And so they bring Michelle Yeoh back in to help him out. And
she, you see her when he goes into the prison, too. She shoots a guy.
Right. That's right. She very much helps him escape and calls the guards off, you know, to let them go. And he desperately needs help in his hometown. They're calling Wuhan a hometown, a town, where I always thought it was a province.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's just, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's like New York or something. So he's in the town, and I think they were meeting up with more people there to pull off. What were they there for? Why were they in this other... why did they go to his town? It just went as a cover.
Yeah.
It
was to further his cover as this criminal.
Okay. Sure. But the criminals decided to go to his hometown for some reason. And
it was a way to get out. It was a place to go when they were escaping because they didn't...
To try to lay low for a bit.
Yeah.
And... well, they wind up just getting, well, we've got this other deal in Malaysia to go to. And they wind up hopping off to there. And it's really this meeting of these big cartels. And, well, it does not go well. They want to cut out their cartel leader that they're following. They want to cut him out of the deal altogether. And of course, he's prepared for this by having people with explosives and rockets and things blow up and they get out, and then there's this thing where they have to also well, actually he pressures the general into to consolidating his power, right, and being his only client.
One of the other cartel leaders is a actual general.
Yeah, I don't know if he's just a cartel leader, if he's just kind of the muscle,
maybe
way to flow, drugs out kind of thing, sell product, something like that. And then there's this other plot where they have to rescue the cartel leader's, pretty much spring the cartel leader's wife out of prison because she's on trial and she's got like this bank account code where all of his money is locked in.
And she's facing the death penalty.
Yeah, and she's facing the death penalty. So they go to spring her out, and, hilarity ensues. Mm-hmm.
And this year is the 30th anniversary of at least the U.S. release. I think the original release was fairly close to 92 as well, I think. The opening credits get surprisingly tripping.
It's this weird R2-D2 Kung Fu Mao mm-hmm. thing going on, which I'm not sure what any of that was. Yeah.
Did you watch the dub or the sub?
I normally like the sub, mm-hmm. but when I selected it, it wasn't giving me the option, so I was forced to watch the dub.
Yeah, the dub, I mean, pretty laughable, except I think Chan and Yo dubbed their own dialogue.
Yeah, it's actually, at first I thought it was a little funny, but then I was like, no, this is pretty cool, because they give you a variety of voices, And of course, you've got Yo and Chan.
It was really just the cops and the girlfriend in the beginning that were a little silly. Also, Michelle Yeoh has aged exceptionally well.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah. Now, Kevin is, as they call him on the dub, Chan's character. He tells his girlfriend he's got this mission he has to go on. And, she drops him off at the police station. And that point's going to come in later. Yeah. And he tells her no flirting. The minute he meets Yang, Michelle Yeoh's character, he's flirting up a storm.
Of course.
Now, some of the music gets interesting in this one. There's a horrible cover of Staying Alive. And then later we get Tupac.
There's like, this is the American soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. They put a lot of money into it, because I was surprised to hear Death Row on it. That scene when he first gets to China, he tours the training facility. Very Enter the Dragon.
Oh, yeah. I could see how that would be. You're right. And it was the training fight is just great.
Yeah. they say that he's super cop, and he's kind of trying to be demure, but not really denying it. And, they're saying, okay, we'll test you. She puts him up against one of her men. And
up against the trainer.
Yeah, the trainer. And it's that typical Jackie Chan stumble bum, kind of accidental fighting. And that's one of the great things about this movie, is there's a tremendous contrast between Chan's style and Yeoh's style.
Oh, yeah?
Chan's style is very fluid and very kind of accidental. Michelle Yeoh's style, always, you go to Everything Everywhere or Star Trek, every time you see her fight, it is very aggressive, almost brutal, and very deliberate.
One of my favorite Jackie Chan movies, of course, is Drunken Master movies.
That's basically the description of his style.
Right.
And so that contrast of his very fluid, I've mentioned Buster Keaton. I have in the past referred to him as the Fred Astaire of martial arts. It's very dance-oriented.
Yeah.
And it's very fluid and loose. She's very hard and aggressive. So that contrast was very nice. And I think Kevin being kind of inept.
Yeah.
That personality works really well with his fighting style. Because it's kind of defensive and kind of, backing off.
Though he's surprised at what he can do.
Yeah.
Like surprising himself.
Yeah. The escape was a bit Keystone Cops, but I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
And Panther shooting the guy who sold him out was hilariously fake. Yeah, the welcome home scene was a bit excessive.
Oh, the whole thing of just them going, oh, we're going to come here, and then where do we make the turn here? Kind
And
of
I just love how complicated and convoluted that plan gets.
Yeah.
And then there's the boat scene, the first real action. That was spectacular. And there was also some nice explosions.
Lots of explosions.
And these kinds of movies, as I think I alluded to before, I saw a handful of them in the early 90s after I saw Supercop. This is why most action scenes bore me. Because I kind of got spoiled by Hong Kong.
Well, yeah, the green screen takes a lot away from them. I mean, it just the whole art of, being a stunt man or stunt person, just, it's lost. And we understand why, but it was something that was a large part of movies in from the 70s up until the early 2000s.
And in addition to the martial arts stuff, there's also some great gun fu.
They did like their guns in this one.
Loved the window gag. Kevin and Yang are trying to escape from the meeting that went wrong, and he jumps through a window, and she goes to jump through it, but it closes before she gets to it. And it's
Oh.
not a regular window, it's like this bamboo shutter. And she just smacks right into the window. I also didn't recognize the girlfriend until right before the reveal, right at
Oh.
the in the pool scene.
Once you saw her coming off that tour bus, you just knew his cover was blown.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her until like she's looking at the pictures. I'm like, oh shit, that's the girlfriend. And at least they didn't like take a while for that reveal to happen. She sees the picture and right away she confronts him.
Well, they do a couple of fakes, like, they're walking in and then there's like the ducking, but as soon as you see those pictures coming out of the Polaroid, kids, that's the camera where the picture comes out and, develops right there. But yeah, you knew he was dead.
But she knows he's a cop. It's not like she doesn't know what he does or what he was
Right.
doing.
That's what was a little confusing about that whole thing. She knew he was on a mission. She knew he's a cop.
But yet he couldn't just say like, it's a job, you'll blow my cover, I gotta go. And she just didn't understand that. Although she did save his ass later, she almost did when Panther was approaching and she slapped him.
Yeah.
So she didn't blow his cover. Unfortunately, then she then ends up in the elevator with Chaibot, the main cartel leader.
Right, just talking way too freely about things in a crowded elevator, which you just never do.
I love the stunt where Yang jumped onto the van and hung on throughout a car chase.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, she did that whole thing. I mean, you
And
can easily see it's her.
she flips backwards on top of it and holds a handstand on the edge of a van, on a railing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Just insane.
And they didn't have wires in this case. There were no wires involved. There were no doubles. It was Michelle Yeoh actually doing that on a moving car.
Well, they show you in the credits all the attempts, which, oh my God.
But it was the scene when she fell onto the car. And that's in the movie. She's supposed to land on the hood of the car and he pulls her in.
Yeah.
Except in one of the takes, she falls off the hood of the car and then one of the other stunt performers falls off the hood of the car. Chan like jumps out of this car that's being pulled by a camera truck and runs after to check on them.
All she had to do is shoot the driver, though, and she was on top of the car, the truck.
But those simple answers get in the way of all the stunts. And the whole point of these movies is all the stunts and the fighting.
She just randomly shot inside the truck. I was like, get the guy that's driving, man. Hope
Now,
it comes to a stop.
everyone on the sidewalk hitting the deck when Panther started shooting, probably a smart move, but kind of unrealistic. Like nobody was running and screaming.
Right.
That was a little odd. I did love Jackie Chan or Kevin hanging off the rope ladder on the helicopter.
That just a pretty goofy scene in itself. I mean, it's just like, why wouldn't they just let release the ladder?
But goofy, but also insane,
Oh, yeah.
which is the beauty of these movies. And then he falls into a train car full of durian. If you don't know what durian is, a very spiky fruit.
Right. I was kind of expecting him to use that as a
As a weapon.
prop in a
Yeah.
fight. That, like, he'd have some on his back and
Right.
turn around and someone would try to punch.
They'd
And
smell it coming if you know anything about durian, though.
the two of them would both get hurt because his fist would go into it and it would go into his back.
The whole train fight was brilliant.
It's a ballet. It's just mind-blowing, that scene. The way he is balanced on those rails and trying to and doing fight moves at the same time.
And then she rides a motorcycle off the edge of the road on top of the train and gets off and fights.
And it's really her doing it too. I mean, she did her own stunts too.
Love how close they cut it trying to save Chaibot's wife. Like
Oh
she's
yeah.
about to be taken out to the van to go to back to the prison, and they try to get her. The helicopter explosion was great. I accidentally typed exposition, which I think fits this movie.
Maybe why was that one of your titles?
That's a good question.
I think we'll stick with the word Zevon reference.
And I like that there wasn't a denouement.
I was the helicopter. I was thinking, oh, we're gonna get like Chekhov's propeller, you know, because you know they gotta like do the usual thing where someone gets eaten in the propeller, and instead we get the whole helicopter.
And at the end, like they catch him, and Yang has like one line, and that's it.
Yes. It's just okay.
We're out. Problem solved. We're out.
I thought I remembered something about me. Maybe I'm confusing the movies where they talk about, well, you know, in just a few years we're going to be under, you know, Chinese control.
There was a line about it wasn't under Chinese control. It was like in a few years we'll be working together.
Yeah.
It was phrased, at least in the dub, it was phrased a bit better than that. Maybe you originally saw the sub and it was something a little more interesting.
Maybe, because I mean, back then it was kind of like, oh, you know, that's interesting that this is just going to be turned back over to China, and now it's like,
And back then there weren't dubs, really.
yeah.
Because I was watching anime not long after that. So you were probably re-watching a fan sub. And then we get some great behind-the-scenes footage,
Of
including
course.
a montage of Chan accidentally grabbing Michelle Yeoh inappropriately.
I mean, he kind of does in the final take too. I thought that was the joke.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's meant to. There's a scene where he falls on his back, she's at his feet shooting, and she leans forward for him to catch her. And she's got a Kevlar vest on, so it's not,
Right.
it's all, planned and all that. But a couple of times his hands went to the wrong spot, and they laughed about it.
Yeah.
And there was one scene where he accidentally grabbed her crotch.
Right.
We get kind of that montage. According to his book, I Am Jackie Chan, My Life in Action, Chan dislocated his cheekbone during one of the stunts.
How is that possible
That's
exactly?
why I have this in my trivia, because I don't know. That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. A dislocated cheek.
Also, Super Cop was the first Chan film from Hong Kong to use sound sync, allowing the actors' voices to be recorded as they spoke in the scenes rather than dubbed afterwards.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was something that they hadn't done before that.
This was, as I understand, the first one he didn't direct, and so there was a bit of a budget behind it.
I mean, this is really the third in a
Yeah, in
series.
the Police Story series.
I'm wondering if we should have done the one after this because it actually stars Michelle Yeoh.
The two of them, I like the contrast in their
Yeah.
styles.
I think Chan is in it, but I think he's a smaller role.
Yeah, he is a cameo in
Yeah.
this spin-off. Actually, getting to that, this is the third movie in the Police Story series. Michelle Yeoh went on to star in a 1993 spin-off called Super Cop 2 or Project S, though it features a cameo appearance by Jackie Chan and Bill Tung reprises his role as Uncle Bill. The film is not a proper part of the Police Story series. There was sequels and remakes. On to Brains.
On the brains.
It's a Hong Kong action movie. It's Chan and Yeoh. I gotta give it a five.
I mean, the action is incredible. The stuff between the action, though, is pretty much your boilerplate buddy cop, if that even. So I think there's better Chan movies out there, so I'm going 3.5.
And what have you learned?
More explosions.
I learned that if you're pretending to throw a hand grenade, don't let go of it.
I said pretend to throw a grenade. I like that one.
That's it for Super Cop. Until next time, when we'll be reviewing Star Trek Nemesis. As I mentioned, I think I said this off air. Nemesis was a massive overcorrection after Insurrection. Because everybody complained about, or most people complained about Insurrection being boring and feeling like a feature-length episode. They just decided to throw all of the ridiculous action and cheap thrills at Nemesis.
And I mean, I saw this. I swear I saw this because I think it's, but I have very little memory of it. But
That was me with Insurrection.
that also means, yeah, I pretty much felt that way with a lot of Insurrection too. But I also feel that that also means that I didn't hate it as much as, say, the motion picture.
I've seen it very recently on, I think it was Pluto, and I was just, I couldn't, I almost tapped. And I made it through five without ever thinking about tapping. So,
Well, five is fun.
yeah, five has its moments.
People don't want to admit it, but I mean that was the point of five.
Once you get past the fan dance, five is
Yeah.
fun.
Oh, that fan dance. Rest in peace, Michelle.
Sorry to reference that, after she's passed, but I mean, once you get past that moment, it's not bad. It was just a chore to get through Nemesis. Anyway, until then, of course, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life, there you
There
are.
you are.